If you proceed by forcing the employee to sign or by documenting the employee's refusal to sign, the problem will only get worse. Take the timeout we discussed earlier and reassess the facts. If you have already done this, perhaps the employee needs time to reflect on his or her actions or behavior. If possible, grant the employee time to consider the requirements. Sometimes, in a situation like this, the employee will take the afternoon to think about the matter and return willing to sign the form. In other cases, the employee may resign after facing the reality that a change is required, but knowing he or she is unwilling to make it. If it is not possible to give the employee time to reflect on the coaching and agree to make the changes, then you may have to note on the document that the employee refused to sign it. If a witness is present, he or she can sign next to this notation. If it comes down to this, make certain that the employee knows that he or she is still required to abide by the requirements, with or without the signature. Remember, the signature is not what evokes change. Oftentimes, forcing an employee to sign sends a message of intimidation and mistrust. It's much more effective to gain agreement from the employee first. If you do this, the employee will likely sign the document without any complaint. Provide a copy of the written document to the employee. If the documentation is properly prepared, there is no reason to withhold it from the employee. Give the employee a copy and keep the original.